If I would ask you, how long have you been saved? Some could say, well, I've been saved a few years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, many, many years. But the day will come that we'll give, how could I say it? We will give our testimony, we will give a day that God, we will have that day that when we will give, how could I put it? It's like we're going to stand before God and give an answer to God. We can say, Lord, Lord, did we not do a whole lot of things? Amen. We know that whatever we do in missions work, in giving, in building, no matter what it is, except the Lord build the house, it's all labor in vain. Do you hear me? Amen. Labor in vain is when you pray but you don't believe you're going to receive. Amen. There's times that I know that I, when I go through the scriptures and asking the Lord about things, and I know there's times that a scripture, as I'm praying, a scripture would come to me and stop me at that point. Do you hear that? It's like the Lord would say, go, but then He would say, stop. Or then He would say, be cautious in what you're doing. Do you hear me? You need to know that the direction I'm going, should I run the race or should I just do this and that? And there'll be time that God would just say, stand still and wait upon me. I've been there. Do you hear me? And I've always been that person that I like to go. I like to go because He's given me a heart evangelism. A heart to take the gospel. More than just in one place. Do you hear me? I never had that at one time. I never had that. But in all these things that I noticed that when God had brought Israel, when He brought them out of bondage 400 some years, it seemed like that He just could not get them into the promised land. Do you hear me? And you read this, the Bible said that they heard the gospel, we've heard the gospel, but it was not mixed in them that heard it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you hear me? And I thought there that there's times that I'm in a struggle. I'm a praying. I'm asking, Lord, should I go here? Should I go there? If you would ask me, Brother Patterson, are you running? I say, I'm not running right now, but I'm sure praying. Do you hear me? Because I need to know, you know. You know, you can get in a race, and I believe every one of us must be in that race. I don't care if you're 80, 90, 100. Every one of us has something to do. You know, when I was young, I can tell you, a lot younger than I am now, I could run a lot faster and go a lot longer. But God's talking about, I've learned I can run on my knees. Do you hear me? Because the Holy Ghost, prayer can reach out further than I could ever run. Do you hear me? That's just the way it is. You know, running, when I get on that airplane, I am running. I'm sitting there, but I'm going for God. I'm going there. I'm running this race. I heard Sister Mary talk about the crowns. Well, Paul said to get that crown, you got to run the race. Amen to God.
Amen.
Now, there's a lot never kept up with Paul. Do you hear me? Take Brother Gilbert here, that other guy. He's here as a pastor. He may not be running all over all of these other states, but when we're laboring together, we're part in that race. Do you hear me? We're part of that. A person that's praying, I can tell you, Paul wanted people to pray for him. He's in prison, so's Peter in prison, and the church is praying. Prayer can reach further than you could ever shout. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Prayer, a prayer of faith. It has to be. Those things that we need many labors. Labors are few. Do you hear me? But in this, when God brought them out, He could not get them into that promised land. He could not. And you know why? They heard the gospel, as we're hearing the gospel, but it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Of all the gospel we hear, all we've heard this week, I can tell you, if we don't take it and use it, it won't mount to nothing to us. Amen. Do you hear me? Amen. Do you hear me? I've got down praying, like earlier here I was saying, I'm down praying, and there's a scripture just comes to me, and it will stop you from running the race for a moment and begin to pray. Prayer, there's no distance in prayer. Do you hear me? There's no, I've learned that. I've learned that with God. I've learned that. I was in Arkansas, down, and I get up, go in a little room and pray. We were in revival. One morning I got up, one day, one morning, whatever it was, I'm in there praying, and the Holy Ghost began to intercede. He began to take over. It's like, you know, your battery's dead if that alternator doesn't put juice back in it. Well, we need to build up ourselves in our most holy faith, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you hear me? Amen. But a lot of times when I'm praying, I do know when the Holy Ghost, He's interceding for me. He's telling God what I have need of. Do you hear that? Building me up. Like you said, sister, sometimes about church time you feel like, well, I just don't feel like going tonight. If you give in to that, you'll give in it again. You'll give in it again, and next thing you know, neither one of you be going. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Oh, do you hear that? As long as I got breath in my body, I want to do something for the Lord. It don't have to be the biggest thing. If the Lord told you to go to Africa, He'd give you strength to go there. That flesh won't want to go there, but if God says do it, walk on the water, you can walk on that water. Amen. If you got a pond in your backyard. That's all there is to it. That's Amen. Just the way it is. But God, it's faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, but when I hear it, I must be a doer of what I'm hearing. I've had people, I shared a little bit with Brother Guy today when we went out to eat. I said, you know, there's a lot of preaching today. Just believe. I can tell you, I can just believe. It takes more than just believing. It takes doing in what you believe in.
Amen.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? I believe. Do you believe prayer works? Then let's start praying. Do you hear me? Do you believe going to the house of God works? Yes, you do. If you do what it said. Who is my brother? If Christ stood here tonight in a multitude and somebody went over there and Mary's standing out there, his brother standing out there, he'd go over there and say, Master, your sister, your mother, your brothers are out there. They want to see you. He looked over that congregation and he said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? He that hears the word of God and do it. They were hearing the word of God, but he made it clear they must do what they hear. Amen. Do you hear me what I'm saying?
Amen.
Do you hear me? Mary can say to God, God, I want you to go over there and do that. And 30 minutes go by, and you, God, did you hear what I said? Yeah, just give me time. Time's running out. Time's running out. Do you hear me? Well, I'll be to church next Sunday. We may hear your name in the obituary by Wednesday. That's just the way it is. Paul, he was running when he was in prison. He's bleeding. He's hurting. They dug him in there. They throwed him in the dark. He probably didn't even have a light in there. Pitch black dark. No windows in a prison. He's down there. Paul and Silas. We could have a pity party now. Oh, look what you got us into, Paul. Paul said, we're here for a reason. I could hear him say in that Bible, he could have took that scripture he wrote and handed, said, I wish you could read this, but I know it's in my heart. What is it? Oh, Silas, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. What have you been called for, brother? What's Amen. The purpose He's called you? Why do did he call you? Why did he save you? Not to just plant flowers and smell them. He wanted you to plant that word. He wanted you to be here tonight. You got here. But if you listen to somebody else, they would have kept you from coming tonight. Do you hear me what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. Well, honey, you know the Spirit of God in me. Don't allow that to go out. The Spirit of God, don't let it go out. For one day, somebody's going to need you, and you can say, I've got enough oil to help you. Just get down and call on God.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Not how old. I'm telling you, Moses is 120 years old. Dear Lord, his strength, his eyes. You say, I can tell you, God kept him that way because he was faithful doing what God wanted him to do. Do you hear me? I believe this. Until the work that God has me to do, I'll be on this earth. Do you hear me? But when my work's over, I hope I can say like Paul, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. How do you know it? Read about him. You'll see he was a doer what he wrote, brother. He was a doer what he wrote. God wouldn't give a man something to write his word if he wasn't going to be the example and do what he says. My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? Do you hear that? I'm telling you, Paul was faithful to the calling. On that road to Damascus, he met him there. And the first thing, who are thou? Jesus. And the next thing out of that self-righteous man's mouth, what would you have me to do? Have you asked God lately, what would you have me to do, Lord? There's somebody out there needs to hear the gospel. There's somebody dying. There's somebody hurting. But you can be here or you can be there. In Arkansas, I'm down praying and I've read in this book what I read in this book. It's happened to me. It's happened to me. Do you hear that? If I believe it, it's going to happen. He's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
I said, oh God, I'm down there praying, talking to the Lord about revival. What do you want? Show me, Lord. I don't want to stand in that pulpit and tell them what I don't believe in. Do you hear me?
Amen.
I want to stand there and tell them I'm willing to give my life for what I believe.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen to God. If you're not willing to die for it, you'll never live for it.
Amen.
That's good.
Oh, shout with me a little bit now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I found out I lost my life a long time ago, but I've caught that old man resurrected in a moment. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Some time ago, I was preaching in that, and this young guy, he heard it preaching in that, and something just sticks to some people, especially when they experience it. Do you hear me? You can tell a man, you can tell Nicodemus all night, day, every Sabbath, whatever, you got to be born again, but when it happened, he'll tell you he's born again.
Yep.
Hello Amen. Now, because he's experienced it. I can tell you, you ought to know what it's like having a baby. That woman looked at me and said, what are you talking about? You can't have a baby. Oh, but if I only start travailing, that church would start giving birth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now, listen to this now. When Zion travails, Paul learned that I got to travail here a while. I can tell you, he travailed on that cross. He travailed in that garden. Do you hear me, brother? He travailed, but he was travailing in spirit. He didn't go into that mountain just to be alone by himself. He went in there to be with God. Oh, Lord Amen. God. Oh, God. Sometimes you got to get along, do you hear me? Because all the noise, all this, all of that, you just got to get along and say, God, I've got to turn the phone off. I've got to forget this. I've got to close the closet door, and I'm not going to let nobody in. Lock me inside and only let me out when you're done. Do you hear me? Oh, when you come out of there, you'll see things different. You'll say, Lord, I let the devil talk to me. I let the devil give me thoughts that I can tell you, my Lord and my God. But when I got in there, I started casting down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against God's word.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
How do you know that? In that way, when you're alone a lot of time, find out. That's when the, don't ever get along and start having a pity party. Don't do that. I can tell you, Paul could say, well, you know, Silas, just trust me, son. Just trust me. Everything's going to, it's easy for you to say. Yeah, but if you only know who I'm saying it about. Amen to God. Do you hear me? I'm talking about Him. I'm telling you, when they got out of Egypt, got down, that Red Sea was just still the Red Sea. Oh, do you hear me? I could see Moses looking. There's no end to the other side of that thing. Why you got me here? People could probably say, Moses, you got us down here. What are we going to do now? Egypt's right behind us. They're going to kill us. Do you hear me? But I could hear Moses say, there'll be light on our side and darkness on their side. Oh, let's walk in the light of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
It's a path that grows brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. I'm telling you, I heard you say tonight, Pastor, the joy of the Lord. Yes. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
If it's mine, I don't have much. But if it's his, this is the salvation of God.
My Hallelujah. Lord.
Do you hear me, Lord, what I'm saying? Oh, Lord God, do you hear me? It's joy unspeakable
Amen.
And full of glory.
Amen.
Why? Because he is the glory.
Amen.
He is the salvation. He is everything, and I can become what I can become in him. Amen.
Amen.
I become like him. It behooved him. Did I just not read that to you? He suffered. He went even below the angels. Do you hear me? To be able to suffer, to feel what you feel, to know what you're going through. But God exalted him, brother. But he had to taste death that none of us could ever say, Lord, but you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like dying. He could say, I laid aside those robes. I laid aside that up there, and I came to this earth. I walked just like you did in the flesh. I hurt, I pained, I thirst, all of these things. I was rejected, I was hated, but I still done the will of the Father that sent me.
Amen.
Oh, dear God. I thought, dear God, don't let me come up short. I've seen people, there's a big starting thing, and they're going to run this race, and I've seen them going to run it if it's cold, if it's raining.
Amen.
If it's raining, I ain't going to go to church today.
Come on.
It's too cold.
Amen.
It's too hot. But I'm running the race.
Amen.
Oh.
Come on, amen.
I can tell you, we can sit too long, church.
Amen.
Oh, we should be about the Father's business. Do you hear me? But you know, some people say, well, I'm not called to do this. We're called to take this gospel. We're commissioned. Well, that's not me. Who's he talking to there? Well, he was talking to the apostles. Oh, he's talking to the body of Christ. Do you hear me? If that was just for them, I could read it and say, well, that's just for them. No, it's every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What part is not faith? When you read that, what part of these scriptures are not faith? If they're the word of God, which they are, what part should I... If I knew that this... Why preach it? Why preach it? Why would I preach? Why would I preach a religion that don't get you going nowhere but lost? Do you hear me? When I preach this, I know it is given of God, inspired of God, given to you and me. And I've learned this. Son, what you read here, be that. I must become the gospel. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? What are you saying? I know that if the gospel's on the inside, it will come out of the outside. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? If you can't see Christ in me, then something's wrong. Do you hear me? It has to be that way. I can say, oh Lord, you know, some people say, well, I haven't seen Christ in you lately. Then ask yourself, why aren't they seeing Christ in you? We should have walk like him, talk like him, be like him, live like him. Why? Because it's no longer I that liveth,
yes,
but Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
Do you hear me? Sometimes I'm down praying and that scriptures begin to come to me. And I, you know, the Bible said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I'm down praying, just talking to the Lord. Just talk. And all of a sudden the scripture will come. Whatsoever's not of faith is sin. I said, oh Lord God, I tell you who brought that to me, the Spirit of God. Why is he doing that to me? What's he saying to me? Whatsoever's not of faith is sin. I said, oh dear Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm down praying, seeking God about things and that, and all of a sudden scripture comes to me out of Psalm 66 somewhere, says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear my prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord Jesus, stop me right there, brother. Am I coming up short? Oh, don't be careful now. Because the Holy Ghost, now listen, you know what he comes for? To bring back. Do you hear me? Amen. To bring back what? Bring back that word. To bring back the remembrance. Do you hear me? He will show you things to come.
Right.
He won't speak of himself. Here's what he speaks of. Though he'll bring the word of God to your remembrance.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, dear Lord. Lord, if there's anything in my heart now, I've stopped praying now. Guess what I'm doing? I'm searching. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Oh, I thought so. Oh, all of a sudden. Oh, son. Oh, I'm telling you, son, get closer to me. Amen. Get closer to me. Draw nigh to me. How do I draw nigh to him? In prayer and the word of God.
Yes.
Oh, there's time at the time of the Lord. I thank God. There'll be times you go to pray. See, to me, that's communion with God. That's communion. That's fellowship. You know, church, we talk about fellowship. We hardly have fellowship with one another anymore. You can't get, no, it's always their ship, always their ship. Don't want to go nowhere else. I'm building my ship. No, the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God.
Amen.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? Help me, Jesus. You know, all of us, we're not going to be here forever. I'm telling you, we're not going to be here forever. I notice here a few churches that I'm seeing. I was with a brother up in Ohio. He had a big, nice, beautiful church down to just mostly elder people. And he said that if young people, we're going to die off in this church, dying off, older and older and older. Well, I'm telling you right now, I can tell you this, he will renew your strength. You can say, well, Lord, don't you know how old I am? Son, I know how many, don't you know how old, you know how many numbers is in my, I've known some numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you can say, son, I can tell you what, I've got every hair numbered in your head too.
Amen, amen.
He can count, can he?
Yes,
don't let me come up short, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let me run this race with patience. Oh, Lord, if it ain't, I'm telling you, I could see down there when Moses is at that Red Sea, and I could see a bunch of murmurs and complainers already wanting to turn back. Oh, dear Lord, and that's the way it is. If we neglect so great a salvation, we're in trouble. There'll not be another Calvary.
Amen.
There will not be another Christ to come. Do you hear me? I mean, there will be false Christ, but he won't go back to that cross again.
Yeah.
He won't go into that tomb again, but he'll come into this dead body and make it alive in him. Amen to God. Why? I was dead in my trespasses and sins, but Christ, who is my life, it's no longer I that live. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But the life I now live, I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. Oh, church, I'm telling you, dear God, I look at this world, I look at religions, I look at churches, and they're, y'all them's growing bigger and bigger and bigger, but all it is flesh and materialism. Right here's how we grow. We grow in the grace, in the knowledge, by faith. We to get to God, I'm down there praying, I'm seeking God, and when he brings the scripture, you might as well start thinking about it a while. Hear me? Do you hear me? I said earlier today, be swift to hear, slow to speak. I've done a lot of talking in my life. Do you hear? I love to talk about things. And you know, I know this, and I've said to Sister Patterson time after, I've said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I help me here. I know my speech, it should be for edifying, exhortation. Help me, Lord. These things I need, do you hear me? To speak something into your spirit, into your life, that's going to help you. But I want to know it's God talking to me. I could tell you, oh, John, just do your best, pray, things are going to work out. I can find a scripture, give it to you. But is it the scripture that God wants you to have? Do you hear me? I can get a message and start preaching on it, but I want to know it's God in me preaching. I don't preach myself. It's the Spirit of God in me. These words come to life when the Spirit of God, when God breathes upon us, there's life. When He breathed upon Adam in his nostrils, Adam became alive. Do you hear me? That's just the way it is. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. In Christ we have life. Outside of Christ we have not life. That life that God wants us to live. And only in Him is that life. Here it is. I'm down praying, seeking the Lord, and that scripture comes up. Without faith, it's impossible. I said, impossible. Boy, that's a big word, Lord. Impossible. When God says impossible, it means it's impossible. You'd have a better chance to get a straw and go there and suck the ocean dry. I don't know where you're going to put it at. Get an eyedrop. You got more of a chance. You say it's impossible. It is impossible, sister. But with God, he that believeth, nothing is impossible.
Amen. Amen.
God, you got me down to that Red Sea, the enemy at my back. God said, son, I don't want you going back. I want you to keep going forward. Yes. What do you want me to do? I'm down praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? That scripture. The kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses his way. He didn't say tiptoe. He didn't say show up Sunday morning in your Sunday suit. He said the kingdom of God is preached and every man presses his way into it.
Amen.
Oh, are they pressing today? Are they pressing? You know, in that scripture, been down there and say, people, I like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I like to be filled of God. I just want to be filled. And then you be down there praying. If you know, the Holy Ghost will bring the scripture to you. Do you hear me? He that believeth, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers. If they're not flowing, you need to find out what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Now, come on now, shout with me if you want to. I'm giving you this gospel. Without faith, you're going nowhere but down. Amen. Because whatsoever's not of faith is
Amen.
Somebody.
Sin.
Oh, no. He'd say the same thing if you read it in the book.
Amen.
Isn't it the truth? We're just saying what he's saying. Oh God.
Amen, brother.
Oh Lord, I thought, Lord, when the Lord shows you in visions and dreams and in revelation and visions and that's priceless. That's priceless. But these words are eternal words of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though they were given to Paul and John and James and Peter, it was the Spirit of God. And the same Spirit that raised him from the dead quickens our mortal bodies. The same when I'm down praying, and there's times I'm and just down praying, and I'm down there, and I'm just, and sometimes I can't. Lord, it's like heaven is shut. The enemy, it's just like, Lord, right there, and it's like he's talking in one ear, and all I'm saying is, I said, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And that devil starts bringing the past up. My goodness,
amen.
I mean, he knows your past better than you know your past.
Yes, he does.
It's the truth. He knows what you. You know why? Because you're used to serving.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Think of that. Yeah, you know, like you two. I don't know how long you've been married, but you two ought to know one another by now. There's people that's been going to church for 10 years and they'd have a hard time quoting the four gospels. But they could quote a baseball team, who's on this team, how many runs this one made, and all of that. I'm telling you, they know more about Hollywood actors and singers than they know about the star of all.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, sometimes, I've said this, and they just kind of look at you a little strange. We're going to come up short, church. And he said, take heed. Fear lest you come up short, and two, that you neglect so great a salvation. A lot of people neglect it, but when they start dying, they want all of it.
Amen.
Amen. We better be careful. We tell other people this and that. They just say, now we got it. People used to be name it and claim it, people. Name it and claim it. Lay that hand on that car. Lord, I claim this car in the name of Jesus. Go back. Where's my car? Somebody else bought it. Well, it must not have been the car that I was wanting. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Go down there. I've seen them go down and find like a building. They'll walk around that building like Jericho. You don't want to knock it down, but if it ain't God, let it fall and go on, go on. Do you hear me? Don't stay in Jericho. Just go.
Amen.
Don't stay in Egypt too long. Because you stay close enough. You smell that garlic they got back over there? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. That's the truth. You know, Lord, you know, the old graveyard's right over there. We buried so-and-so, and we buried so-and-so, and buried. If they knew Christ, all there is an empty shell, an empty body.
Yes. Right. Amen.
They
Amen.
Ran the race.
Amen.
Where is the finish? I've seen people. I've seen they're lined up there. I mean. They're ready.
Amen.
Pow! They take off.
Amen.
It's true.
Amen.
You ever seen them? You ever seen that? Yes. They're running for this. They're running for that.
Amen.
The farther down the road, some of them, they start slowing down. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be the turtle to outrun the rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Than be the rabbit and take off and then stop.
Stop. Oh my.
You ever heard that story?
Yes.
And that rabbit here, who's that went by? That's true, isn't it true?
Amen.
That rabbit says, I'll catch up with him a little later. We better catch up.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Come on now, we better.
Yes.
Some people say, well, you know, brother, I'm just not as young as I used to be. Neither am I. But, I can tell you, the same Spirit of God that had Elijah outrun that chariot.
Yeah. Amen.
Hello now.
Hallelujah.
The same Spirit of God. I said, Lord, sometimes I just think big. Think bigger. Because if you can think bigger, if you can't think bigger than you ain't going nowhere. And don't think yourself more highly than you ought to.
Amen.
I'm telling you, here's a man, Philip, God's using him mighty. Things are going wonderful. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God speaks. Go to the desert. What in the world's in the desert? Scorpions, cactuses, sand, what's down in the desert? Well, I'm having a revival right over here.
Amen.
Have you ever read that?
Yep.
When God told Philip, go to the desert?
That's
right. He'll tell you to go to some strange places once in a while.
That's right.
What's over there? Get there and find out. A lot of people want God to explain all the detail. Mm-hmm. That's not faith. There's times I've cried and prayed, just like getting ready to go to Peru and Bolivia back in, what was it?
March.
In March. Amen, amen. And I didn't have anybody in Bolivia. Lord, help me. But one brother said, well, who? I said, hey, brother. They want everything all ready, everything all prepared. And I said, brother, I said, I'm just going to go. And I'm just going to preach in the streets, whatever. You know, Paul, he didn't say to Silas, you got that computer over there, brother. I need to use that right quick. We got to order. Come on now. By the way, could I borrow your cell phone? I need to get a call. No, call unto the Lord. And he will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. But just as sure as you get ready to step out, brother, you need to be praying more about this. Man, I have been praying. I've been praying and praying and praying and praying. And if I keep praying, I'm telling you, I've wore a hole in them rugs. Do you hear me? What are you saying? But I can tell you, you pray through and you touch God. He went down to that desert. I'm down here, Lord. I'm down here. Well, and I went to Bolivia. I just trusted in God. He ordered these deaths.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And he did what I could not do.
Yes. Amen.
I just obeyed and went. He spoke to me in the living room, my suitcase and everything, got the tickets already. Amen to God. And I tell you what, I'd already got the, everything's already. And I started getting the van, Linda take me to the airport, drop me off. And he spoke. And he said, I'll go before you. I've made the way.
Hallelujah.
I bawled like a baby.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. I heard from the Master.
Amen.
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 Well, is that you out there? It's me. Bid me to come.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Your eyes on him. Amen.
But don't think the enemy. Don't think the enemy is going to say, you can't do it.
Yes.
You can't do it. Oh, Lord.
Come on, amen.
Oh, do you hear me? How are you going to do it? What's the finances? Well, there was a man. I got to share this with you. It's true. Don't let us come up short, church. How shall we escape if we neglect? Brother Guy, just neglect cutting that grass after a while. Somebody's going to be getting on you.
Amen.
Hello now. Is that right?
That's right.
If you neglect, guess what? You'll have a feel out there
right.
After a while. You neglect that car not changing the oil. You'll be walking after a while. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You take John back there. He neglects doing his job, doing it right, guess what? You'll be at the unemployment line maybe.
Yep, that's right.
Well, I can tell you, if you don't run this race and finish it, guess what? You're not getting no crown. You're not going up there.
Amen.
In this house right here, God's looking for somebody faithful. He said, I sought for a man among you, and I found none. I hope we can cry out and say, Lord, woman or man, here am I.
Yeah.
What would you have me to do, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Be faithful in that.
Amen.
The Lord right tonight could walk over and hand you one little talent. I want you to use this. And you two. And you five. I tell you what. He knows we're going to use it. He already knows that. But what? He gave us that to our ability.
Yes.
He knows that you can do it. It better not be found hid in the earth. Mm-hmm. Or it better not be found. I've kept it up, Lord. I've took good care of it all this time.
Mm-hmm.
It better not be. It better not be. If you use it, I can tell you by the word of God, He'll multiply it.
Amen.
Amen to God. Amen.
Amen.
He loves to, if we'll be fruitful, amen, He'll bless us coming and He'll bless us going. Do you hear me? I know that. I know that. The blessings of the Lord, Mary, maketh rich. And adds no sorrow to it.
Amen.
We're blessed. We're a blessed people when we have faith.
Yes.
And do what He says.
Yes.
Moses, that's an awful far ocean across sea, across through there. All night long, he stretched out his hands, that rod, and he began to pray. All night long. And God sent that wind. And in the morning, guess what? There's a dry path clean across.
Amen.
Oh, wait upon the Lord and He will renew your strength. You'll mount up like wings of an eagle. He knows how old we are. He knows what's in our heart. And I can tell you, if He tells you do it, just say, do it.
Yes.
Just be a doer of His word and not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves. It's one thing you deceive me, but when I don't know I'm deceiving myself, I've got a big problem, brother and sister. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I got a big problem because I can deceive my own self by trusting in my own heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen to God. Amen. That's why I go to this word, and the Lord's so beautiful and wonderful in that scripture, just like He just imprinted it in my soul, in my heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own ways, but in all thy ways, here's where you acknowledge Him.
Amen.
In the Word of God. And that word, Mary, will be a lamp under your feet and a light under your path.
Yes.
And it will shine brighter and brighter. Oh, as the day of the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Let
God.
Oh, I feel that. Don't you feel that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, you promised. I'm down praying. Simple scriptures. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh God, I want that. And I'm telling you, if I will do what He says, be a doer of what this says, He will be a doer of what I believe in His word.
Amen. Amen.
It's the believer that He rewards that becomes the doer.
Amen.
Oh, I said, thank you, Lord, for bringing this back to me. There was a man. I don't know. He was going to build a church and build a large church and that. And anyway, he loved the Lord. Everything we do, it must be for the Lord. Amen. If it's for Him, it must be for Him. I said, Lord, to go to those countries, if you don't want me there, you know, I don't need to be there. Send somebody else. I'd rather send you, John. I'd rather you come to me and say, God spoke to me. And He wants me to go. I said, when you going? I might say, can I go with you, brother? Hear me what I'm saying? If not, I need to be part of that. I need to pray. Support the work of God. That's because I love the author and the finisher of this book.
Amen.
Amen. This man, he's praying of that. And this is supposed to be true. And the Lord spoke to him one day. And told him, I don't know his name. I could just use Samuel for an example. And the Lord said to him, He said to him, you have an open account with me in heaven. Did you hear that? An open account. I heard this. But He said to him, son, I want you only take out what you have need of. And then here was this end of it, because I want you to keep coming back.
Amen. Ooh, yes. Amen.
Them are rich words from God to some man years ago. He trusted Him. If I can't trust me in this, I don't need the money to do anything.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
Some people think the more the money they get, that means God's it. Not always. Mm-hmm. Not. If that's the case, look at that church over there.
That's
look
right.
At these big churches over
that's
there.
Right.
Multi-million-dollar. Oh, look, this church is surely not. No. We're to grow, be rich in the faith. In the faith. Knowing that. And the Bible said that just shall live by what?
Faith.
By faith. Oh, Lord God. Church. I've prayed and I've cried and I've grown weary. I have grown weary. Well, you say, well, I can confess your fault. Be careful who you're confessing to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can sure get wings. I can tell you that right now. But He's faithful and just.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
He knows the sincerity of our heart, don't He?
Yes, He does.
Why, Philip? Why should I go to that desert? What's in... He knew what the desert was like. Why go to the desert? He obeyed and he went. One man, the Lord said to him, He said, go. And he said, I will. The first one, no brother, said, I'll go. I'll not go. But he repented and went. The other one said, I'll go. But it didn't go.
Sorry.
Amen. Amen. And you look at that one that he began to call them laborers to go and work. And when the end of the day, the whole day came, there'll be those that come in the 11th hour, I believe.
Right.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank God
but
for that.
He's a just God. He'll treat us. He'll treat you, love you, and do you good. Amen. The goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance. The long suffering. I've heard people say, I wish the Lord had come right now. Be careful. He may come for you real quick. I want to know that when my work is over, because some works go before you. Some's going to come. There is a crown. Go with me to Timothy real quick and get ready to turn it over to the pastor. Timothy. Second Timothy, chapter 4, 2 Timothy.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Paul says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
I have finished my course. That course led him to Philippi, to Corinth, to Thessalonica, in many places. That course, shipwrecked on an island of Malta, into the jailhouse, being stoned, drugged through the streets, those places, Spain, all of those places, all them different, that was his course, but he stayed right with the Holy Ghost as he led him.
Amen. Amen.
Even when Paul's there, he's seen a man, a Macedonia call, come on, Paul.
Amen.
And God would send him in, fear not, Paul, I'm with you. That's what we need. Amen. Amen. The fear of man is a snare, but the fear of God, men depart from evil. The fear of God, in the fear of God is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. You ever met that? And the fear of God is a fountain of life. Oh, Lord, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Oh, let me finish here. Let me finish here right now. For I'm now ready to be offered. Let me back. I don't know if I went that far yet or not, have I? Yeah, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You know, you keep the faith by being kept by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Amen. What he's given to me, I've kept it. But I've also used it for the kingdom of God. Where much is given, much is required.
Amen.
When you ask for a lot, you better be willing to do a lot.
Yes.
Amen. Henceforth, verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. You ever notice we said the righteous judge? There's no unrighteousness about him. He's the judge of truth, judge of righteousness, judge everything about him. Amen to God. Now listen to this. Let me go on here. Let me go on and read on down here. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto how? All them that love his appearing. All that. Now go with me quickly over to Psalms. This scripture was coming to me, and I want to give this to you. I was in a country of Ecuador, and the Lord just showed me this, and I said, "Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus." Psalms 145. You know, to work and labor with God. I want you to hear, when we labor and work with God, God is holy. He wants holy people. All of His ways are in truth and righteousness and that. Now listen to this. Psalms 145 and verse 17. Listen to this right. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. Amen. And holy in all His works. Amen. Oh, He gave that to me there. Amen. In the book of Ecuador. Or in Ecuador, He gave me that, in that country. And He also went on here. Now, right here. Now, go with me. Now, listen to this. Verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in what? Truth. You better be truthful when you call upon Him. Nothing's hid from Him. David found that out real quick. Amen. Now listen to this. Now listen. 19. He will fulfill the desire of them. It came out about the fear. That fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord, verse 20. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him. But all the wicked will He destroy. Amen. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. In verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all His ways.
Amen.
And holy in all what He's saying. If you're going to work for Me, it better be righteousness.
Yes. Yes.
If you're going to do, you must be holy, because you're touching the holy word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Brother God.